It's a Hey Cooper letter. Should I make my wife sign a contract for every decision we make?
That's really interesting, because how often in relationships do you make a decision together and then it doesn't work out and you blame the other person and they're like, wait a minute, I didn't tell you to do that. Wait, yes, you did. You told me to. That's why I think it's really important to, well, I think better than having them sign something, just record everything. Just whip out your phone, get voice memos, and be like, should we or shouldn't we start buying milk chocolate instead of dark chocolate? Go. You know what I mean? Like, have everything recorded. That way, instead of just, because, you know, you can always forge a signature and you'll lose, I don't know where you're going to keep all this paper. I think you're better off just getting that app on your phone, and before you make any decision, go, hang on a minute, and then hit record and go, now.
So this guy says, my wife is beautiful, smart, and we complement each other in many ways, but we cannot for the life of us figure out how to stick to a compromise. When we disagree, we'll talk about it and come up with an agreement. Then a few days later, she'll bring it up again, saying, I need to work with her because she's not happy with the outcome. For example, when her family wanted to come visit pre-COVID days, we had a discussion on how long they would stay in advance. Otherwise, I can set up a hotel for them to go. So she said she's going to let them stay with us for 2 weeks. It ended up being 4 weeks.
Okay, first of all, 2 weeks is too long.
Right. But we made a decision. It's going to be 2 weeks. Okay, right. Yes, your mom can stay for 2 weeks. That's fine. You know, we can buy enough food, we can buy enough whatever, and then it ends up being four. And then she says, I never said that.
That's why you need the voice memos, because lots of pieces of paper aren't as legit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, you, I didn't remember signing that, or I didn't read that properly. If you have the conversation and you can play her words back to her, her speaking back to herself, I mean, that's your win right there.
Yeah, but then it ends up that you're recording everything.
Yeah, so what? No, well, you got to record the stuff you're compromising. Like the stuff where it's really like, my girlfriend's going through this right now where they have, as she says it, they have two dogs with one paw out the door. You know, they have two like old dogs. Mm-hmm. One of them can barely see, the other can barely walk. And she likes to have four dogs at any given moment. So they have four dogs, but two are, you know, not long for this world. So she said to her husband, I'd like to get a puppy for Christmas. All this time, I've never had anything bark. Like, never had anything barking under the tree. This year, I want a puppy for Christmas. And he said, no, I'm not getting a fifth dog. These dogs are old, but they're healthy. No way. So they got a puppy for Christmas.
So she won.
No, she just went and got one.
So there wasn't one under the tree unless she put it there.
Right. She went and got one and said to him, no, you said we can get another dog. And he said, I never said that. I said the opposite. I said, I don't want a fifth dog here. And she's like, no, I remember you saying it's okay to get a puppy. So if they would have recorded that conversation, mm-hmm. then they can play it back and see what was said.
See, I kind of like that because I'm a master at audio recording.
Oh, and, no, that's right.
I can make you say anything I want to go with my side of the conversation.
But it has to sound like one sentence.
I know your voice so well. Yeah. I can make you say anything I want. I have 13 years of your voice.
That's true.
So if Joe ever needs you to say anything, you know, I can make it like you've killed hundreds of people at one time.
Anthony is a greatest. Well, I didn't say I was going to do this. I think other people should do it. Other people who don't know how to edit to do this. That's my advice to you. If you don't have any editing equipment, you don't have any editing experience, get voice memos on your phone.
Okay, but if you do, then get a contract.
Right.
And marry somebody that's not really good at Photoshop.
You can't win.